Did you know that firefighters use underwater drones? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of my favorite parts about working for our local township is that I get to learn so many unique things about so many different departments. A water department, our assessing department, our fire department, the list goes on. And today's Devo was actually inspired by something that I learned from our fire department. It's called New Tools by Natty Mayell. I work in the office of our local fire department, and unfortunately, sometimes part of the fire department's job is locating the bodies of people who have drowned. This is a valuable service that can help bring some peace to the victim's family. However, it can be difficult to locate people underwater, especially in more harsh weather conditions. So, our fire department recently purchased a new tool to help them do this. Previously, the firefighters had to walk through the water in a line, spread out every few feet to thoroughly search an area. But now, from what I understand, they have an underwater drone that will do most of the searching for them. All they have to do is use it. In a similar way, sometimes we have things that are hidden in us. Sins, struggles, frustrations. We might just look across the waters of our hearts and assume there's nothing there. Or we might be in the water wading aimlessly. Or we might be ruffling waves, stirring up the silt and creating a difficult waterway. Or we might even be tying cement blocks to some of our struggles, hoping they'll just sink, disappear. But there's no need. Once we put our trust in Jesus, we have His Holy Spirit to help us with the hidden things of our hearts. So, we can pray Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my concerns. See if there is any offensive way in me. Lead me in the everlasting way. If we ask the Lord to search us and help us process the things that may be hidden, even from ourselves, He is more than willing to bring us into His rest. He is willing to get in the water with us, not just convicting us and leaving us to wallow in how wretched we feel, but encouraging us and leading us through. So let's dive into this a little bit more together. Get it? Dive in, like the water. Have you ever asked the Lord to search you, like David did in Psalm 139? What was it like? What stops you from asking the Lord to search you? The fear of being fully known can hold us back from being open with God, but He already knows everything about us, and He loves us completely. Consider taking some time to ask God to search you, and then pause and listen. He may bring to mind a sin He wants you to confess, a hurt He wants to touch, or a lie He wants to free you from. He may invite you to make a change in your life. His correction always comes with hope. As you listen to God, who are trusted Christians in your life who can help you discern His voice? Remember, God never contradicts His word, the Bible. As you and I can read in Psalm 139, verses 22 through 24 once again, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my concerns. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 139, Matthew 11:28 through 30, John 3:17, as well as John 16, verses 7 through 14, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Maybe from your work or school or your special interests? Well, I want to hear about them. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about our unchanging God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.